Well, next hour, David Kupelian joins me as we talk about the snapping of the American mind. It's all about lawless government. It's an amazing book that he has written. So that will be next hour for the next 2 hours. We're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Peter Glidden. We're going to take phone calls this hour. Little things that can help you. He is with criticalhealthnews.com. Back with Dr. Peter Glidden. Peter, I'm getting lots of emails about type 2 diabetes. Can you address that and give people some tips?
You betcha. Type 2 diabetes in 1957 was proven, I think the medical doctor's name was MERZ, M-E-R-Z, I think. He proved that it was a deficiency in one particular trace mineral. He could turn it on or turn it off in laboratory mice, I think, maybe rats, by withholding or giving this trace mineral. So from our point of view, when your body starts to lose its ability to metabolize blood sugar, it's not because you have a bad gene. It's because your body has run out of the raw materials it needs to metabolize blood sugar. Minerals, specifically minerals. Minerals are 66% of the body's nutrient needs. And, you know, the plants cannot make minerals. Animals cannot make minerals. A cow can't make calcium. A spinach can't make magnesium. The only way that minerals get into the food supply is if they're in the soil that the plant is growing in, and then the animal eats that plant, right? So our soil does not have the minerals that we need. There are 60 minerals that the human body needs, and there are two specific ones that the body needs in order to metabolize blood sugar efficiently. And so our recommendation is, if you're coming up against syndrome X or insulin resistance syndrome or metabolic syndrome or Frank type 2 diabetes, then you need to nutrify your body appropriately. Give it the raw materials it needs, and the recommendation is simple. Remember, this is medical nutrition for the masses. This is the next new thing. This is it. This is like cleaning up the water supply, teaching people not to pee upstream and drink downstream. It's that simple. You don't need a doctor's office visit for this. You just need to catch a clue, get some education. Eliminate the 10 bad foods, number one. Number two, take into your body every day with a healthy body blood sugar pack 2.0. It's a longevity product. Healthy body blood sugar pack 2.0, one of those per 100 pounds of body weight per month will provide your body with 100% of the nutrients, especially the minerals that it needs to have healthy blood sugar. I mean, for goodness sakes, if you had iron deficient anemia and you took iron, it would go away. If you had rickets and you took vitamin D, it would go away. You have scurvy, like the Pirates George, scurvy.
Oh, they used to all have that.
You take vitamin C, it goes away, lad, right? So you have a blood sugar issue. You need to mineralize your body and nutrify your body appropriately. Longevity makes it easy. One healthy body blood sugar pack 2.0 per 100 pounds of body weight per month. Give it a try for 90 days.
I had the story before you came on, Peter, about an 800-pound guy in the hospital. Said he's going to lose weight. I mean, 800 pounds. How could he be alive?
Well, you know, obesity has doubled in the United States since 1980. 68% of the population has it now. It's tripled in our kids. Tripled in our kids. Tripled since 1980. 31% of our kids are overweight or obese, and nobody knows what causes it, but we do. Dr. Wallach has his fingers on this pulse. I can tell you real quick what we believe is the operative cause behind obesity.
Is it sugar?
No, sugar's got a bad rap, George. Sugar is the gasoline of your body. You couldn't blink an eyelash without sugar. Your DNA is made from sugar, right? DNA is shorthand for deoxyribonucleic acid, right?
Well, yeah, but there's different kinds of sugar, right?
Well, but let me finish. The ribo is sugar. Your DNA is made from sugar. That's why you're so sweet, George. I know that's why you're so sweet. You're made from sugar. The problem with sugar isn't sugar. It's how much sugar goes into the body.
And now, the processed kind. You don't want that, right?
In the last 50 years, I mean, sugar consumption in the U.S. population has skyrocketed, but that's not what causes obesity. Look, there was nobody in Auschwitz or Dachau that was overweight.
No,
nobody.
Sadly, no.
Didn't matter what their pre-existing health condition was, didn't matter what their race or ethnicity or height or nothing. If you stop eating, you lose weight. The major driver of weight gain or obesity is people eat too many calories. Why do people eat too many calories? Because they're lazy? Nope. Because they're depressed? Nope. Because they have a fat gene? Nope. They eat too many calories because of Mother Nature. Your body, remember, from our point of view, has intelligence. Intelligence. Your body knows how many nutrients it needs. Your body knows when it's running on fumes, nutrient fumes.
So if you're not getting the nutrients, you keep eating, don't
you? Your body drives you to eat because in the desperate attempt to fill the nutritional tank. That's right.
Well, like this 800-pounder, you know what he loves? Pizza.
Yeah.
And how
and
many?
What
kind of nutrition does he get from just pizza? So he eats six of them. Let's take some calls here for you.
Okay.
Let's go to Jacob in Indiana to get things going. Hey, Jacob, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jacob.
What's going on, Jacob?
I was born with a condition called optic nerve hypoplasia.
Yeah.
Which meant my optic nerve didn't fully develop.
Correct. That's a birth defect, we believe, caused by not enough nutrition in the blood of the pregnant mother.
I was wondering if there was a vitamin deficiency that could be...
Yeah, see, we believe that all birth defects, 100% of birth defects, are directly related to nutrient deficiencies in the blood of the pregnant mother.
During the pregnancy.
Right, the baby's developing and it needs stuff. But, you know, and this is interesting, right? So once that switch has been flipped, there's not a lot that we can do to unflip it, right? It's kind of baked into the cake. But here's the deal, Jason, and this is very important for everybody to understand. Everybody needs to drink water every day and eat food and bathe and put clothes on and protect themselves from the elements, right? We all need to do these things every day. There's one more thing that everybody needs to do every day. Everybody must give their body the 90 essential nutrients. Everybody must. It's mandatory, not optional.
If you short yourself for 2 days, what happens?
You're going to get, it's only a matter of time until something breaks. Things, you know, your body runs out of raw materials to keep the lungs healthy, you get asthma. Your body runs out of raw materials to keep the joints healthy, you get arthritis. Your body runs out of a lot of nutrients, you start craving calories, you can't stop, you gain weight. Your body needs nutrients. For goodness sakes, your body needs nutrients. But look, man, let's be real. Last year, right, we spent $30 billion in the U.S. on vitamins, and everybody's still sick. That's because the recipe is everything. Now, if your kid wanted to learn how to play basketball and you had the choice of having them coached by Michael Jordan or your high school basketball coach, who are you going to pick? You're going to go with Jordan every time.
Unless that basketball coach coached Jordan when he was a kid.
Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Wallach wrote the book on medical nutrition, literally. So if you're going to spend hard-earned money, insurance doesn't pay for this. That's a whole other conversation.
Oh, my God,
It should, but it doesn't. So if you're going to spend hard-earned money on nutritional supplements, my advice is lean on the master.
Now, but when you are, like Jacob was, born with a deficiency, is it virtually impossible to fix?
Yeah, the switch is flipped. It's like, you know, if somebody has Down syndrome, you can't un-Down syndrome them, right? But I have to tell you something, George, and this is a God's honest truth. Since before I knew Dr. Wallach, I mean, you know, every doctor is a little full of themselves, let's be honest, right? I was a little bit kind of that way, still maybe am a little bit, you know? I'm outspoken.
And I'm
proud to be. But I used to think I knew where the point of no return was. But since I met Wallach and I'm following his protocols and using his treatment strategies, the things I've seen people recover from, I mean, I didn't think you could fix that. So I can't say anymore where the point of no return is. Everybody needs 90 essential nutrients every day. Everybody needs it. Most everybody needs to stop the 10 bad foods. The vast majority of people do. So we recommend everybody as an in-house experiment do these two things, man. Eliminate the 10 bad foods and take the 90 essential nutrients every day.
If you don't eliminate the 10 bad foods, but you still try to supplement,
yeah, well,
it's not going to work.
Then you're going to get probably it's going to be two steps forward with the vitamin supplements and
another step
backward. Forward and two steps backward with the food. You're still going to make progress, but it's going to be slowed
down. It's going to be slow. Avi's in Cleveland. Avi, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hello, George. And what a great show. Thank you, George, for having Dr. Peter Glidden on. I
sure
really do appreciate it. I have to let you know that. So I just have to make a comment, and then I have a question, and then I'd like to listen.
Okay.
To Dr. Glidden. Okay. I like your website, and I went to your store, and I just see a book there. You don't have supplements that you sell on your website, do you?
No. So, yeah, I have my own website, right? But what we're promoting here is Critical Health News. Because Critical Health News is what supports Coast to Coast, and Critical Health News is the avenue that we are espousing here to get our message out about, you know, medical nutrition for the masses. So Critical Health News is where you want to go.
Well, good. Okay, I'll go there then. Okay, now my question is, so with a little bit of detail about me real quickly, I've been a vegetarian, vegan, raw-based plant food is for 40 years, and so I was 24 at Kent State.
Yeah,
I haven't cheated ever. You know, there are some vegetarians that go off and on. I have never ever cheated, and the last 5 years, when I say cheated, I mean I didn't eat meat, fish or eggs or dairy.
Yeah,
the last 5 years I haven't eaten any bread, pastas. I'm a raw foodist for the last 5 years.
You're awesome.
And and you know, I'm 62. But I've been, a world-renowned ballroom dancer. I competed for 10 years.
Oh, good for you.
That's how I got involved in nutrition. I have hundreds of books, and I studied the best ways to eat to stay fit. So I still dance, and I'm dancing with, and I'm trying to go compete again at my age, because I look like I'm 38.
Get you on Dancing with the Stars, Avi.
I actually danced with Karina Smirnoff for 3 days, but that's just my
now he's just bragging, George.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, my question to Dr. Glidden is this. I've studied raw foodism, and I've been on plant-based, organic, foods that are raw. But, you know, there's a lot. It's not just salads and et cetera. There's so many foods you can eat that are raw, and I'm not going to get into that. You know, that's another subject. However, I've been juicing, and I felt like I've been getting all of my minerals, vitamins, fatty acids, amino acids, I just feel like I'm getting them in chlorophyll from the green juices that I do. I juice four times a week. I make my own juices, and I have different recipes for juices.
Well, I like how you think. I like what you do. I like your discipline. I like your thinking outside of the box and trying new things. And, you know, you can make the argument, and it's a good one, that people who follow a raw food diet are going to live longer than everybody else because of all of the antioxidants and the phytonutrients that you're getting in the enzymes, right? However, you must understand this, Avi. This is very important. Plants cannot make minerals. Animals cannot make minerals, right? The only way that if a plant could make a mineral, we could bioengineer lettuce to make gold and platinum, and we'd all be rich. I don't care how good your diet is. You are minerally deficient. Because the minerals that your body needs, the 60 minerals that your body needs, are not in the soil. They're not. Some of them are, but they're not all there.
So you could be in shape, you could be your ideal weight, but you still might not be taking the right minerals.
You're not. If you're simply attempting to give your body the stuff it needs to be healthy by eating food, you're going to lose that bet. Because the minerals, the vitamins, the amino acids, some of them are in the food, but not all of them.
Well, let's say, Peter, somebody goes on a water diet for a week. So they're not going to die because they're drinking water, but they're not getting any minerals, are they?
Well, look, that's a bad idea. I had a buddy who gave himself leukemia. This was in the 70s before we knew any better. He went into the woods like Jesus Christ and did a 40-day water fast, and a month later he got leukemia. Why is that?
I don't know.
Well, I do.
What happened?
The vast majority of the crap that's in the air, the crap that's in the water, the crap that's in the food is fat soluble, right? The majority of toxins that we're exposed to are fat soluble. So they go into the body sticks them away in fat to get them out of the circulation. So now you go on a fast or you go on a detox or you go on an aggressive weight loss program and you burn fat. Well, what happens? You liberate the toxins. So where do they go? Into the circulation. What happens then? They go into the liver. The liver has two-step detoxification process, phase 1, phase 2, but these are both nutrient demanding.
You're overloading it.
So Yeah, so if your body doesn't have the raw materials it needs to support the detoxification process, if it doesn't have the vitamins and minerals, it's like stirring up a hornet's nest. So first you must neutrify. First you neutrify, and then you detoxify. And I got to tell you, Avi, you just take my advice. Now, if you've been a raw foodist for this long, you will experience a noticeable, measurable, positive change inside of 21 days when you give your body the right stuff. And this is the only reason, for goodness sakes, in such an oppressive political climate, that naturopathic medicine continues to thrive and that longevity breaks sales records every month. Why? Because it works.
Peter, a lot of people
feel better when they do it.
A lot of people are depressed these days. They're down. I mean, things just aren't right now. People are acting weird.
Yeah.
Is that a deficiency? What is that? What's the depression part of this?
Usually it's related to two things. It's a blood sugar issue and a lack of healthy hormonal support, right? Because you need hormones to handle the stress of life, right? That's how the body handles it. But your hormones need raw materials, just like everything else. So if your body is deficient in the raw materials, then you experience the stress of life, which just comes along for the ride, then your body's going to break at its weakest link. And most people, and I don't know why this is, and I've thought about this long and hard, it might have something to do with herbicide use, but most people are experiencing depression a lot. It's a big deal. And our experience with most of the time is that when people get on blood sugar support and take extra essential fatty acids and a diet high in cholesterol, the depression goes away.
We've got about a minute or so to go, Peter. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website where you can also take some time to watch the videos on that website. And here's the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Peter, you've been doing this for a long time, and I've got to believe for you it is very satisfying watching people helped by this.
Well, this is it really, George. It's the only thing that keeps us going. You know, I've got my own radio show, right? And people call in. We don't.
Yeah, and how can people hear you?
People call in, and the stuff that they tell us, I mean, it's just, it is extremely rewarding. And this really is the next new thing, or this is the next new thing, George. This is medical nutrition for the masses, and it works. It produces results. You can't give, you know, a failing little tomato plant Miracle-Grow and good soil and good water and have nothing happen to it. Well, guess what? When you clean up your diet, nutrify your body with the right stuff, and good recipes, you get results, and it's awesome.
All right, we're going to come back, and I want you to tell people where they can listen to your radio program, but we're going to come back and wrap things up with final phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, David Capellian joins me, the snapping of the American mind. Make sure you're still part of that program. We're going to come back in a moment and take final phone calls with Dr. Peter Glidden as well from CriticalHealthNews.com. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Peter Glidden with us and your final phone calls here. Doc, so many people continue to write in about all kinds of afflictions and ailments. I've got to ask you this. Is this an epidemic, people being sick?
It is. I mean, you look around, everybody's sick. And, you know, while we have given ourselves over to conventionally trained allopathic reductionism, right, pharmaceutical centrist medicine, this is what's happened. And this is our position, George. The medical market, the medical system in the United States, quite frankly, all around the world, does not need to be tweaked. It does not need to be massaged. It does not need to be managed. It needs to be abandoned because for chronic disease, it doesn't work. Your medical doctor is exactly the right person to go to if you need surgery, exactly the right person to go to if you have a trauma to your body, exactly the right person to go to for most infectious illnesses. But for most of the stuff that most people go to the doctor for, most of the time, MD-directed, allopathic, reductionistic, pharmaceutical-centrist treatments, they're just the wrong dog for the hunt, and we need to do something else because it's getting bad, man. Autism, 1 in 68, used to be 1 out of 10,000. Heart disease, 610,000 people die a year after, you know, 30 years of statin drugs, fat-free diets, and exercise. We're getting heart disease just as much as we ever did. Diabetes, skyrocketing. High blood pressure is skyrocketing. Why is this? Because we've taken the wrong dog to the hunt. You must neutrify your body, give your body the raw materials it needs to just have a flipping fighting chance. And honest to God, one healthy body start pack 2.0 liquid from Youngevity goes a long way towards fulfilling your body's fundamental nutritional needs and give yourself a leg up on chronic health conditions.
Change the world. Let's take the final calls. Mary is in Medford, Oregon. Welcome to the program. Hey, Mary, go ahead. Whoop, you're not there. All right. Let's go to Karen in Doyle, California. Hi, Karen. Go ahead.
How are you?
Hi there.
I'm sorry.
Hello? I'm losing people on my phone. Terry in San Antonio, Texas, wildcard line. Hi, Terry.
Hello. How are you doing? I have several problems going on. I was diagnosed with antiphospholipid about 12 years ago, and also have diabetes. I have 4 stents and developing skin cancer and vision going.
Yeah, all while you've been under conventional medical care, and this is our position, right? Now, the medical doctors will say, look, you know, oh, it's genetic. This is the latest stalking horse. It's the latest scapegoat, right? Even though James Watson, one of the guys that discovered the nature of DNA, came out a year and a half ago and said, we need to stop doing genetic coding testing. It's all biochemical. It has nothing to do with genetics. So you're up against it. You're between a rock and a hard place. If you're struggling, I don't know, I'm not even sure that antiphospholipid diagnosis was accurate. There's a lot of controversy around that. But quite frankly, if you're struggling with a blood sugar issue, it's because your body's run out of the stuff it needs to keep your blood sugar healthy, and you are unwittingly eating food every day that's hurting your body. Why are you doing this? Because you listened to medical professionals who had no training, no experience, no respect, and no appreciation for medical nutrition tell you what to do. You let the food industry tell you what food to eat. And it's killing you slowly, and you're not alone, brother. Everybody is going down. We're going down fast, and it ain't because we have a bad gene. It's because we're eating the wrong stuff unwittingly, and we're under-nutrified, and then stuff breaks. And then we go to a pharmaceutical centrist, allopathic reductionist, and they give us a drug to manage the symptoms. Well, it's better than dying, but for goodness sakes, it's kind of like painting over the mold in the basement. It's not a good idea.
What?
It's only a matter of time till it seeps through.
Peter, why doesn't the FDA step in and try to fix some of this?
Talk to Jonathan Emord about that.
Oh, yeah, we have. He's a great lawyer.
That's why. The Food and Drug Administration works for the pharmaceutical industry, George. The Food and Drug Administration does not have the back of the American people. If they did, naturopathic medicine would be licensed and regulated in all 50 states. Do the laws of science, the laws of nature, the laws of biochemistry change when you cross state lines? No. We do not have a free medical market. We don't have a free medical market because of monopolization due to money. It's gigantic money.
Follow the money.
You got to follow the money, baby. So what the caller needs to do, what my recommendation would be, eliminate the 10 bad foods. We'll put that list up on Critical Health News if it's not already there. And one healthy body blood sugar pack. One healthy body blood sugar pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. Do that for 90 days and see how you feel.
Let's go to St. Paul, Minnesota. Almost your stomping grounds now, Peter. David's with us. Hey, David, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I've got a bit of a dilemma, and I'm trying to figure out which way to turn, what to do. I'm being treated, or I should say being seen at the Mayo Clinic, which, you know, some people think, they're a pretty bright bunch of guys down there. I know U.S. News and World Report rates either the Mayo Clinic or Johns Hopkins number one or two. They kind of alternate back and forth depending on the year. And I've been prescribed Lipitor, and I know that, I've heard in the past that you guys have a pretty negative opinion about statins in general. And I guess, and I say this respectfully, but I'm just asking, why should I trust your opinion over that of the Mayo Clinic or Johns Hopkins or Cleveland Clinic, all of whom are advocating the use of stents. In fact, they're recommending a greater use of stents.
That's fair enough. But did not the CDC just come out with a report that said there may be an overprescribed of statins?
Yes, they did, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I mean...
But he's got a good question. Why believe
it's a good
you?
Question. Right, so let me answer it. Okay, so there is prejudice and bias that is present in every area of human life. Max Planck, the guy that invented or that discovered quantum physics, said, science progresses one funeral at a time. Scientists, doctors, physicians become ensconced in what they were taught in medical school. And even when new research comes out, published and proven again and again and again, which challenges the conventional wisdom, the medical doctors are loath to change their ways. So look, the simple fact of the matter is, well, for goodness sakes, these are the same people that prescribed Vioxx. The Food and Drug Administration okayed Vioxx. Millions of physicians around the country prescribed Vioxx. 50,000 people died from Vioxx. They were all wrong. For goodness sakes, we have been on statin drugs, fat-free diets, and exercise freaks for 30 years. And in that time, heart disease has remained the number two killer of people in the United States. You know what the number one killer is? MD-directed medical therapeutics. 780,000 people a year die from MD-directed medical therapeutics. Heart disease, still the number two leading cause of death, even after 30 years of statin drugs, fat-free diets, and exercise.
We're not going anywhere.
My advice to you, Google Ufi Ravenskov, R-A-V like Victor, N like Nancy, S-K-O-V. Get his book, A Meta-Analysis on Cholesterol Research. Read it and get informed.
Let's go to JJ, Columbia, South Carolina. JJ, welcome to the program. You're on the air with us.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have two important questions I'd like your guests to answer.
Okay.
The first one is, my wife has a condition where she has extreme PMS, where she gets just incredibly, like, sometimes
my heart goes
violent,
out to you, man.
Suicidal. So I'd like to get your perspective on that. And then also, my dentist is telling me that teeth have no ability to heal themselves. Once a cavity, always a cavity. And I just don't believe that because they have blood vessels and life in them. And I just want to know how to heal and have healthy teeth.
Yeah, so I've seen gum disease be healed. I've never seen
not
gum
the
infections.
Tooth.
Like
I did 2 years of pre-dent, Peter. And I got to tell you, once you get a decayed cavity in a tooth, you got to take it out.
Yeah, I've never seen anything be able to reverse that, but I've seen hundreds of people with gum disease completely recover.
Yes,
I mean, completely
that's true.
Recover, right?
And by the way, critical to have good teeth because the worst bacteria lives in the mouth.
Yeah, but one of the main things that the teeth need in order to be healthy are minerals. And there ain't enough minerals
absolutely.
In the food. So
you got to do it all.
Because of a fluoride deficiency that people get tooth decay, it's because of lack of minerals. Now, for PMS...
That's right.
PMS,
be gentle. This is a family show.
Two things. Number one, we have to support the liver because the liver is absolutely necessary in the metabolization of hormones, right? And our basic position is the human body knows how to have healthy hormones. The human body wants to have healthy hormones. The human body is trying to have healthy hormones all the time. So we have to support that built-in process. And how do we do that? Well, we eliminate the 10 bad foods, number one. We emphasize a diet high in cholesterol, number two, to give the body the raw materials it needs to make the hormones properly. And then we give foundation medical nutrition support with the 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0 liquid, one of those per 100 pounds of body weight per month. And then we give extra liver support. How do we do that? Selenium. And herbs. One bottle of selenium per 100 pounds of body weight per month, one bottle of selenium per 100 pounds of body weight per month, and four bottles of a good herbs formula. This is a Youngevity product. It's a Youngevity subsidiary. It's a company called Good Herbs. Four bottles a month of Good Herbs liver and gallbladder support. That's it. Four bottles of Good Herbs liver and gallbladder support. One bottle of selenium per 100 pounds of body weight per month and one Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0 liquid per 100 pounds of body weight per month. Eliminate the 10 bad foods.
Which is critical. Now, does that...
and hopefully you will be a new man.
Does that liver package have like milk thistle in it? I hear that's great for the liver.
Yeah, milk thistle is one of the main components of the good herbs liver and gallbladder support. And I got to tell you something, the way that the good herbs people make their herbs, it is hands down the most sophisticated, most researched, most documented, most awesome herbal formulas I have ever
seen. Not made in China, I hope.
No, not from China.
With beef jerky. Heard about that beef jerky thing with pets?
I know.
Coming out
crazy?
Of China? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, the radio show, where do people hear you?
Oh, well, you know, my radio show is broadcast through Genesis Communications Network.
Okay.
Same as Docs, the same as Ben Fuchs. We should probably put links to those on the website.
Yeah, you should.
Critical Health News.
You should.
Because people need education, and these are all health talk radio shows. They call us up and ask us questions, and this is how we move it forward.
Let's go to Mickey in Sugarland, Texas, first-time caller. Hello, Mickey. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, George. Hi, Dr. Glidden. Great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing, Mickey.
My daughter is 35 years old and was diagnosed with lupus, mm-hmm. and she has degenerative back disease and had an operation on her back,
yeah.
Fusing two of her vertebrae. And I've read about lupus, but I don't really know. I know it's an autoimmune disease, but I don't really know what causes it or if it's curable.
Okay, so I've done a 60-minute webinar on this topic. You can probably find it on YouTube. It's very complicated, but I'm going to break it down for you. We believe that the degenerative disc disease and the lupus are different arms of the same octopus. The medical doctors will tell you that her body just woke up one day and all of a sudden decided to attack itself, and we believe that that's horse crap. We believe it is a misinterpretation of the data. It's kind of like looking at the sun rise in the east and set in the west and then concluding that the sun goes around the earth. Well, you're wrong. It doesn't. You have the wrong perspective. So what we believe is happening is that there are chronic, undiagnosed, daily inflammatory processes happening on a microscopic level, and they build up and they build up and they build up and they build up. And as the body becomes more inflamed, whether it's the skin or the kidneys or the liver or the thyroid or whatever it is, different areas are affected by, you know, autoimmune diseases, quote unquote, the body develops dead tissue in those areas because of all the chronic inflammation. So the body develops antibodies to eliminate the dead tissue. Now, the medical doctors come along and they see somebody with all of these symptoms and they do the blood work and they say, son of a gun, there's an antibody here that's not present in a healthy person. So we believe it's the antibody that's causing the disease. We believe the antibody is the result of the disease. Two completely different interpretations of the same data, right? Medical doctors, it's kind of like they go to a building that's on fire, they see all these firemen around and they conclude that, well, the firemen caused the fire. Well, no, they didn't. The firemen were there to try to put out the fire. So this, we have conflicting points of view about this. Because of our philosophy, right? See, it all comes down to philosophy. Very important that you understand this. So what we believe is happening is there's chronic inflammation, which upregulates the immune system. Well, what do you do to fix that? Yes, stop eating food that's causing inflammation. What do? You eliminate the 10 bad foods, man, number one. Number two, give your body the foundation medical nutrition that it needs, the Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0 liquid, but then you have to upregulate the fire department of the body. Your body has a fire department, just like it has a police department, right? The immune system is the police department. Your body also has processes which attempt to put out the fires of inflammation, so we support those. How do we do that? With the trace mineral selenium and antioxidants. Now, the best way to get antioxidants into the body most efficiently is with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. Four Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets give you 160,000 ORAC of antioxidants, and that is just awesome. I got to tell you, that's awesome. So in addition to the program that I already outlined, the recommendation would be 4 bottles of selenium a month and 1 bottle of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. But she and you and everybody else, that's you too, George, have to eliminate the 10 bad foods. Do that for 90 days.
God, olive oil's a Mediterranean diet. That's what I am, Peter.
Well, I know, but that was, you know, that was enforced by Ansel Keys, you know, and that became a self-fulfilling prophecy, and we can talk a lot about that at another time. That's a gigantic cultural myth.
Any events for you coming up, Peter? Do you go anywhere?
Oh, I used to go. Most of my events now, George, are online, right? I have a big online presence, and we have worldwide webinars all the time, and we're trying to promote this, you know, through the internet as much as possible, just like you, right? Yeah. And that's why we love Critical Health News, and that's why we love you, because you have a big reach, and people need to know what we know. People need to try this.
Well, I love getting emails from people who get better when they listen to this show.
I know. Isn't it awesome?
It is the greatest feeling in the world. Peter,
really,
thanks again.
Really,
you take care of yourself.
Thanks, George. It's been a pleasure.
Dr. Peter Glidden, again, the website criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-949-RADIO or 1-855-949-7234. Good people. And again, major sponsors of Coast to Coast AM. They decided some time ago that this is the station to give them the reach, and we are reaching. And I'm glad that so many of you are having success stories doing this. It's common sense. It's simply common sense. Now, up next, David Kopelian joins me. We're going to be talking about his work, The Snapping of the American Mind. It's an amazing story of just what is happening with a lawless government that just seems to be doing anything it wants.